Here are the rules of the challenge, and I expect you to follow all of them. 1. You're not to ask for any more time than the allotted 5 minutes. You told me you can orgasm in 5 minutes, and that's what we're putting to the test. After 5 minutes, regardless of whether you've come or not, I am stopping. 2. I am the one that will be touching you. I can't have my slut touching themselves, no, no, no. See, since this belongs to me, it's only fair that I'm the one who plays with it and makes you orgasm. It's against the rules set up for you to touch yourself and make yourself come, and, well, if I allowed you to touch yourself for this challenge, then I would have to punish you, and I really don't want to do that when this challenge is already going to be so difficult, you know? 3. This is your only chance to orgasm today. If you don't come within those 5 minutes, I'm done touching you and you're going to be going to bed without any relief. And 4th and finally, I am the one touching you because your pleasure belongs to me. I'm the only one allowed to touch you like this or make you come. That is a right that you revoked when you gave yourself over to me. See, you're being allowed this chance to come because it makes me happy and no other reason. Do you understand the rules or do I need to repeat myself? Oh, that's my slut. We shouldn't waste any time then. I would hate for us to be late for our reservation simply because you couldn't control yourself like some kind of a horny mutt. Oh, would you look at that? Look at how you melt into my touch as soon as I start playing with you. Reaching my hand between your thighs to start stroking that super sensitive part of yours. Doesn't it feel good to have my soft hands playing with you instead of yourself? Yeah, I bet it does, my little slut. Look at you. So pretty for me. You want to know something I find absolutely adorable? It is the fact that you didn't even realize why coming within 5 minutes would be embarrassing. You were so consumed by the thought of coming. You were so obsessed with the idea of orgasming and getting your own pleasure that you didn't even realize what you were betting. See, lasting for 5 minutes is not something to be proud of. And yet, here you are, my slut. You're bragging that it's only going to take 5 minutes for you to orgasm, so of course you deserve one right before the dinner I planned. Isn't that funny? You are so goddamn desperate for me, so needy for sex, that you can't even wait until after a fucking meal in order to play with yourself, in order to come. How turned on have you been all day thinking of this exact moment? Has it been torture, huh? Oh, you poor little whore. How did you keep it together? How were you so good and refrained from touching yourself when all you wanted to do was just soothe that ache between your thighs, huh? Oh, such a horny little thing. It's so pathetic, isn't it, my slut? That's why you're so eager to come now, to get rid of that feeling of horniness, because that's all you can focus on. That's all my slut can think about. The feeling of my hand right here, the feeling of my mouth, the feeling of my pussy or my tit. The only thing you can think about is me. And every time you think about me, whether it's my tits spilling off my shirt, my skirt riding up a little too much, showing just so much thigh or a little bit of ass, all of that, it gets you distracted and horny, doesn't it? And then you don't know what to do with yourself, huh, little slut? You just are so focused on fucking and being fucked that even the little bit of skin from me is enough to distract you, to make you lose all higher brain function, right? Oh, such a pretty stupid slut for me, yeah. Oh, you love how this feels, don't you? my hand stroking you, playing with you, taking care of you just like every whore needs. You look so good like this. Maybe I should fuck you before every meal. Oh, I bet you would love that, wouldn't you? No, I don't think I'm gonna do that. That would spoil you, and you're already pretty spoiled, at least in my opinion, because look what you got. I'm literally touching you just like you were begging for earlier, and I'm gonna let you come before dinner instead of afterwards. Isn't that generous of me? Oh, yes, it is. Do you have any idea how much time is left on the timer? Do you, slut? Or are you just enjoying the feeling of my hand rubbing you, bringing you closer to that orgasm of yours? Come on, my good slut. You've got a minute left. You better make it count and come, or else, well, this is going to be a humiliating failure on your part. Do you understand why? Oh, why am I asking that? Of course you don't. See, the reason why this would be humiliating if you don't come within the 5 minutes is, well, that means that what you were begging for, you didn't actually need. So you were so desperate to come when you didn't even need to. Which just shows me that you're greedy, right? That you're needy for me and that you're pathetic enough to beg for an orgasm. Where's the self-respect? Where's the dignity, baby, huh? Or did that get thrown away? Oh, look at you. So good for me. I want you to come in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 4 and a half, 3, 3 and a half, 2, 2 and a half, 1. You can come now. Come on. I'm not going to keep touching you forever, so you come now while I'm still stroking you, or you don't come at all. Come on and show me what a good slut you've been. Come on. Oh, that's my whore. Coming in 5 minutes. Color me impressed. In whatever way you want to take it, because I don't know if coming in 5 minutes is something you really want to tell people, huh? Oh, it's absolutely humiliating that you could come so quickly. And it's also humiliating that you proved yourself right. I really can't believe you just did that. I shouldn't be surprised, though, considering how pitifully you were begging for it. You seem to think being able to come so quickly is a talent, and I guess when you're a slut it is. Anybody else would have the self-value to feel embarrassed about orgasming like that, but not my pretty whore. No, no, no. You're proud of yourself, aren't you? Well, I hope that means you aren't distracted all dinner. I planned a romantic evening for us and we're already running a little late. Why don't you follow me?